Tomorrow kicks off the Conservation Alliance Conference at the Hawaii Convention Center. It's the 25th year of the gathering and comes on the heels of the International Congress, where Hawaii's efforts were put on a global stage. Sam Ohugan is with the Nature Conservancy. He's just back from Paris, where he gave a talk sharing Hawaii's story and the lessons learned over 1,000 years of sustainability.
The Hawaiian Islands are an amazingly special place, you know, going everything from sea level up to snowbound 14,000 feet, and from places that rival the driest places on Earth to arguably the wettest spot on Earth, and everything in between. And so when you think about that, the Hawaiian Islands aren't your typical just low sandy island with palm trees. It actually represents a microcosm of the entire planet, at least the terrestrial side of things. You can find plants and animals from anywhere on Earth could probably find a niche in the Hawaiian Islands somewhere. So with that kind of ecological richness, it's no wonder that the cultural richness of the indigenous culture of Hawaii that developed here would be equally rich. I mean, Hawaii is looked at as the epitome of development of, say, kapa, or of featherwork, or various other elements of Polynesian arts. And that is in large part due to the immense richness of the ecosystems that we have in the Hawaiian Islands that was able to support such a rich cultural and societal development.
And you use an analogy of our landmass compared with other places and the diversity that we have here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you think about the numbers of ecosystem types that we have, major life form categories, they're called in one of those classifications. Brazil, which is a huge, largest country in the continent of South America, runs like 40 degrees of latitude and goes everywhere from the foothills of the Amazon, of the Andes, into the Amazon basin. And you look at that place as like a storehouse of biological diversity and ecological diversity. And it has 17 of the 38 ecosystem life zones that are in one major world classification, whereas Hawaii is much, much smaller than that, right? Instead of millions of square kilometers, we're tens of thousands of square kilometers, and just cover 4 degrees of latitude, and yet we have something like 27 or 28 of the 38 world life zones present in the Hawaiian Islands. It's one of the most ecosystem-rich places on Earth. So, you know, when you have that much diversity jam-packed into a small area, then when you think about the tens of thousands of acres that have been lost to, say, monocrop agriculture or to just urbanization or to various other processes that occurred largely after Western discovery, then we can see why the Hawaiian Islands is like the endangered species capital of the United States. You start off with small area and great richness within that area, which means that any small portion of it, you know, 10% of it is lost, then all of the species that go along with that 10%, say, of the lowlands would also be lost.
And that designation to me is so sad.
Yeah, you know, it's a very depressing story if you choose to be depressed by those kinds of things. But despite those losses, there's much that remains. And it's our job to celebrate what's left and to make sure that we know about it and can protect it.
And so your work with the Nature Conservancy and then this upcoming conference, it really kind of underscores why we need to take steps to protect what we've got.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, we wouldn't have a Hawaii Conservation Conference attended by 1,000 delegates, you know, in professions, everything from students to teachers to professional managers to national park folks and private organizations such as the Nature Conservancy or even Kamehameha Schools or the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. There are 25 different organizations that together form the Hawaii Conservation Alliance. And that alliance is dedicated to the protection of Hawaii's biological diversity and ecosystem richness, land and sea. And together we host the Hawaii Conservation Conference. It's one of the main things that we do. But, of course, that is a reflection of the general idea that we can do much more together than we can separately.
And we're just coming off the big international congress.
Yes, it's been a while now, right? In another 2 years or so, it will be held again. and it was held in 2016 at the very same convention center that this Hawaii Conservation Conference is being held. We forged a lot of really important international connections, not only with island nations in the Pacific and elsewhere, but just in general. The 10,000 delegates that attended that, and the, it was like every single nation except three, I think, attended that World Conservation Congress. And they all stepped away saying that Hawaii did an amazing job hosting this Congress, and that it was the most well-attended and the most successful Congress ever held in the history of the IUCN.
Yeah, that is amazing. And I know when you were in Paris, how were you able to kind of convey to the people who attended just what we're doing here and what a special place it is where we live?
Well, in giving my presentation, it was an introduction to many of them about the ecosystem richness in Hawaii and the species that we have and protect and need to manage. And Maile was one of those examples of something that may not be endangered, but is of immense cultural importance. And it just was one example of the reasons why Hawaiian conservation is so important. Our very culture, our very lifestyle, in fact, our well-being as people in a limited island system, just the protection of watershed forest alone that supplies our water, those kinds of messages were probably new to others, right? They think of Hawaii as a place to go on vacation, enjoy a resort, and then come back home again. They have very little awareness of what the real story is in the Hawaiian Islands.
And we who live here are fortunate enough to understand the depth and the beauty of what these islands offer the world, really.
Sure. And, you know, the thing is that more and more people are becoming aware of these things. When you think about it, 20 years ago, people weren't planting native plants. They probably didn't even know what a native plant was. They would consider plumeria or bird of paradise or things like that as representative of Hawaii. And now more and more people are cognizant of the fact that we have our own special plants and animals that can only be found in the Hawaiian Islands and are really important to our lifestyle, our culture, and our well-being. So that kind of awareness just needs to grow continually, and that's why the Hawaii Conservation Conference, which is open to students and to the public, even on one of the days, for the most part, you register to attend the conference, but there is one day where it's opened up and people can come in and take a look at the displays and get a feel for what's going on, get a pulse of progress in conservation.
And is there an overarching theme this year?
Yeah, the overarching theme is due to the fact that this now represents something like, is it the 25th conference that we've had and the 30th year that the Hawaii Conservation Alliance has been in existence? And so the theme is Ulu Kalala Ike Kumu, which is an olelo no eo. It's a Hawaiian proverb. Ulu Kalala means the branch grows, Ike Kumu, from the trunk of the tree. That is, you know, when you plant a tree and it grows, you're lucky if it survives. If it survives and branches out and flowers, you get this amazing growth, right? It's a symbol of growth. And so it's a chance for us to demonstrate where we came from in conservation and the kind of progress we've made over the years. Just looking at the numbers of organizations that are in the Hawaii Conservation Alliance, and when we started, we didn't have Kamehameha Schools and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs there. But now that we recognize how important and how those organizations recognize how important conservation is to the very cultural foundations of Hawaii, they are now active members of the Hawaii Conservation Alliance.
That was Sam Ohugan, senior scientist with the Hawaii Nature Conservancy, setting the stage for this week's conservation conference. We have more about it coming up, but first we check in with Dave Lawrence and Stargazer.